Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels today. We are looking at the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. We're at Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, and we're going to begin today to learn to pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Jesus said, "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. But I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." So in my calling as a pastor, I'm often asked to pray. And I got to be honest with you, my heart's not always in the right spot. Sometimes my emotions are such that I don't want to pray out loud or lead people in praying. Sometimes I have prayed only because I feel I'm expected to, because I get paid to pray, right? And sometimes, I admit it, I've been more conscious about impressing people than communicating with God. Well, in Jesus' day, there were those who used prayer as a platform. These people loved to pray in places where they could be heard and seen. They babbled on and on. And Jesus called these people hypocrites, a word that means a play actor, a pretender. Words coming from their mouths originated in empty hearts. We're going to learn in the next few days that prayer is a genuine expression of the heart. Prayer is simply talking to God. Prayer is never meant to bring attention to us. Sometimes we have to be on our own in a private conversation. And sometimes we are called to lead others in prayer. However, whenever and wherever we pray, it's not about us. It's always about God. You may be able to fool people, but you can never fool the living God. So, Father, please help me understand that prayer is simply talking to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We want to thank you for joining us as we are journeying through the Gospels. And you may be going through a situation in your life where you just need prayer. And we want to pray with you and for you. We have a team of people we'll send your request to. Email your request to prayer@ronmore.org, prayer@ronmore.org, and we'd love to pray for you.